Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Heartbreaking is back. It's Ann Wilson on vocals there. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joe Daly is our guest, our new friend, soon to be old friend, though. We like Joe. We're gonna keep getting him back. He's a partner with Gallup and responsible for their global analytics practice. And there's a new report, a new article that they published, a report and article about the relative viability of American entrepreneurship, and the results that they found, which we've been talking about, is that there's some trouble. There's trouble on Main Street. And Joe, thanks again for being here. In 2009, I heard people saying, just like you indicated earlier a little bit, just wait till the startups get going again, and this economy will really get going, right? And I looked around, and I'd been tracking this for about a year or so, and I predicted in my 2009 predictions, I said startups will not be a part of the next recovery. And the reason is because of the two primary funding sources for most startups. Not the ones in Silicon Valley, but most startups across America, millions of them, thousands of them, hundreds of thousands of them, is from two sources: their own credit, often credit cards, and their own equity, often home equity. Both of those big tickets there, the credit cards and the home equity, had been basically vanished in 2008 and 2009, and that's the reason why. And it looks to me like My prediction has come to pass. What do you think?
Well, Jim, I think there's some elements in there that are absolutely correct. I mean, so if the capital dries up within the startup space, you are going to have a little bit more trouble getting businesses off the ground. And you're actually spot on that the data really does indicate, and this is counter to what you hear in a lot of places, that banks aren't lending. That's why small business isn't growing.
That was never true. That was always a lie. That was always a lie.
Yeah.
And I reported that on this show with bankers who said, we have money to lend.
Exactly. And so that's just not true. And you're absolutely right. Startups, people who are actually making a decision to start their own company, they are using their own money, friends and family money. Absolutely right. So I think there's some elements in there of, if equity is, home equity is drying up, or you can't get a credit card loan, that's going to have an impact. But at the same time, one of the big test moments for a startup is whether or not they can raise money. And you need to have that. So if you suddenly just kind of opened up the spigots and had a bunch of capital available for startups, you'd end up with a lot of bad ideas
mm-hmm.
that are ultimately going to fail.
That's right.
But
that's
you
right.
need to be a little bit careful.
That's the reason why banks don't make microloans to every startup that comes along.
Yep. So I think we have to be careful in diagnosing the problem or one of the barriers to the startups as money, because we actually do surveys. So we do a small business index with Wells Fargo and various other things, and we just don't see it in the data that one of the challenges is money. What we see is other things. So one of them is that small businesses, what they really need help with first and foremost is customers,
mm-hmm.
getting new customers.
That's right.
If you don't have a customer, you're not in business. And you don't have a company. You got to have that first customer that's going to pay you for your product. So there's one really big thing that we actually hear from small businesses that's their challenge. The other is they say that it is regulation. So there's environmental and healthcare that's the top to the top of the list. Now I think that's true for businesses that are in business already.
Mm-hmm.
But now think about the conversation that could create, the culture if it is. So if you're roaming around, Jim, thinking about starting a business someday, you tell your friend about it, and then all you hear is
you don't
want to do that because the culture's bad, because
that's
regulations
exactly
are
right.
too big, you'll never be able to stay in business.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to look a little deeper into those places.
Well, and that's exactly right, Joe. And and it's very, and it's the same kind of impact that you get from the economy since 2008. Most potential startups know another small business, and they saw those guys either going out of business or they saw them struggling, and talking to them, they're thinking, wow, you know, this is really hard. I think this last 6 or 7 years has been so hard on small businesses on Main Street that it's actually done this had the same effect that culture you were talking about, that conversation about regulation. I think we've had the same conversation about the economy.
I think you're right.
So what? Talk to us about where do we go from here?
Well, so let me just give you a couple other thoughts. So one is that...
Give us one more before the break, then we'll do the others after the break. Go ahead.
So one is that small businesses want to grow. So there's another kind of interesting data point that if you just interview small business owners, 75% of them don't want to grow at all.
Mm-hmm.
They'll report that they're actually in business for the lifestyle,
right,
the freedom.
That's right.
Of being a small business owner. And so I think we need to have, we can't just kind of give one strategy for all startup and small business. We have to think about these groups and segments. So small businesses that don't want to grow, we got to help them with their customers. We've got to help them stay in business. We've got to help them get better customers, maybe fire their bad ones. But then we've got to find a very special segment within the small business group, which are those high growth oriented small businesses.
I'd rather, Joe, if you don't mind, I really would like to encourage you just to say growth oriented, because high growth oriented adds another level of expectation, and I don't. Some people think only the gazelles are the ones we need. I don't think that's the case myself. And we'll talk about this a little bit more when we come back. But one thing I want to remind everyone about before we go: when you start a business and you're all by yourself, you created one job, and that's important.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.